Welcome, Curious Minds, to another deep dive. Today, we're unlocking the hidden language of precision.
Decimals.
Exactly, decimals. You know, those numbers after the point. They give us incredible detail in, well, everything around us.
They really do.
Think about maybe an engineer designing a microchip. A tiny fraction of a millimeter difference.
Mm-hmm.
It can mean success or failure.
Or even like an Olympic sprinter. That world record shattered by just a hundredth of a second.
Right. So what's the real power behind those seemingly small numbers? And how do they actually transform how we measure things?
It's a great question. And our mission today, it isn't just a simple recap.
Mm-hmm.
It's more about taking a fresh look at your journey into decimals, sort of deepening that understanding
look
and maybe
it.
Uncovering some of the insights that make them so vital. We really want you to feel even more confident, more clear about their place in the world.
Without adding anything totally new, mathematically speaking.
Exactly. Sticking to what you've learned, but reinforcing it.
Precisely. Because honestly, once you get them, decimals are just everywhere.
Oh, absolutely.
Like in the kitchen, right. 0.5 kilograms of flour versus, say, 0.7 kilogram that changes the recipe.
Definitely. Or mapping out a hike, 15.3 kilometers. That 0.3 matters.
And money. Making sure you get the right change for, I don't know, 15.75.
Can't forget money. And then there are the really high-stakes fields.
Yeah, like medicine. A 0.25 milligram dosage.
Yeah.
That could be life-saving.
Or engineering, where those exact measurements are just non-negotiable.
So understanding them, it really does give you a kind of secret decoder ring for the world.
It does. So let's unpack this. Let's start at the beginning, the foundation. Why did we even need to go beyond those nice, neat, whole numbers?
Yeah, why?
And how did that lead us to, well, the elegance of tenths?
It seems so obvious now, but yeah, there was a real problem. Imagine trying to measure something super tiny, like a little screw for a model airplane.
Okay.
Your ruler says, okay, it's longer than 2 centimeters,
mm-hmm.
but it's definitely not 3 centimeters. Whole numbers just, they leave you hanging there. They can't quite capture that in-between space.
Exactly. And what's fascinating is, to get that extra accuracy, we humans, we just sort of instinctively divide things into smaller, equal parts.
Makes sense.
And since our whole number system is based on 10.
Base 10, yeah.
The most logical first step is chopping a whole unit into 10 equal pieces. And those are our tenths. That's the first crucial step, bridging that gap.
It's amazing how much that simple division unlocks. And you really can see tenths everywhere.
You can.
Like, picture a chocolate bar, maybe. Cut it into 10 equal squares. Each one is 1/10, right? 1 over 10.
Perfect visual.
Or just look at a ruler. Those 10 tiny marks between, say, the 2 centimeter and 3 centimeter mark, each one is 1/10 of a centimeter.
And this is where that decimal notation becomes such a powerful shortcut. Instead of writing 110.
You just write 0.1.
Yep, 0.1. And that little dot, the decimal point, it's not just decoration. It's the anchor. It clearly marks where the whole number part ends and the fractional part, the precision, begins.
So if you have, say, 3.4.
The 3 is your whole unit.
Got it.
The t is that anchor point. And the 4 means 4/10. It's just a really compact way to say 3 plus 4/10.
Or even 30/4/10, if you think about the total number of tenths.
Exactly. And the real genius, I think, is how smoothly basic math works with these tenths.
Right, addition and subtraction.
The golden rule, the key thing, is always, always line up the decimal points vertically.
Just like with whole numbers. Keeps everything in its place.
Precisely. It builds on what you already know. So if you add 2.7 and 3.5.
You just line up the points, add the columns, you get 6.2.
And thinking fractions, that's like 27/10 plus 3/5/10, which gives you 6/2/10, same result.
And subtraction works the same way.
The exact same principle. Take 3.5, subtract 2.7, you get 0.8.
Or 3/5/10 minus 27/10 leaves you with 8/10.
It's quite consistent, very neat. It reminds me of that decimal ruler challenge activity you might remember.
Oh, yeah, measuring things.
Being able to actually see and measure those tenths really makes it stick, doesn't it?
Seeing is believing, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay, what if tenths aren't precise enough? What happens then? How do we get even finer detail?
Well, that's where the power of our base 10 system really kicks in again.
Okay.
If we need even more accuracy, we just do the same thing again. We take each of those tenths.
And divide them by 10.
Exactly. Like, divide each tenth into 10 smaller parts, and that gives us hundredths.
Wow. Okay. So a hundredth is really tiny.
It is. It's one part out of 100 equal parts of a whole. We write it as 1100, or using our decimal notation.
0.01.
0.01.
Hmm.
And it sounds abstract, maybe, but these tiny hundredths are actually all around us.
How so?
Well, think about money in some places. Like 1 paisa in India is 0.01 of a rupee.
Oh, okay.
Or 1 centimeter is 0.01 of a meter. It puts that tiny fraction into perspective.
Right. But here's something interesting you mentioned that can sometimes trip people up.
What's that?
That 1/10, 0.1, is actually the same as 10 hundredths or 0.10.
Ah, yes. That's a crucial point. It's why adding a zero at the very end of a decimal after the last digit doesn't actually change its value. 0.1 is the same amount as 0.1.
That's really important for later, isn't it?
Absolutely. And it leads to this question. Why do we read decimals the way we do, like digit by digit after the point?
Yeah, why not 3.10?
Well, if we extend this dividing by 10 idea again, we get to thousandths.
Dividing hundredths by 10.
Right. So that's 0.001, the third digit after the decimal point, one part out of a thousand.
So the place value system just keeps going.
Beautifully. Ones, then tenths, hundredths, thousandths.
Wow.
Each step to the right is dividing by 10.
Okay.
And we rate it digit by digit, like 3.10 or 5.237, precisely because of that place value. Each digit's position tells you its specific value.
Ah, so reading at 3.10 would be confusing. It might sound like 3 and 110ths or something.
Potentially, or it masks the place value. Reading it 3.10 emphasizes 1/10 and 0 hundredths. It avoids ambiguity, which is critical, especially when, 0.3 is vastly different from 0.03.
That makes total sense. Clarity is key. And when writing them, using that zero as a placeholder is vital too, right? Like 0.05 for 5 hundredths.
Absolutely essential. You can't just write 0.05 or 0.5. They mean totally different things. And circling back to trailing zeros.
That 0.7 equals 0.70 equals 0.700 idea.
Yes. Understanding that they all represent the same value is incredibly helpful, especially when you need to compare decimals or add and subtract them.
Okay, so speaking of adding and subtracting with these hundredths and thousandths, does the rule change?
Nope. The fundamental rule stays exactly the same.
Line up the decimal points vertically.
Always. That's the anchor. And actually, this is where those trailing zeros become super useful before you calculate.
Wow, so.
Well, say you need to add 4.5 and 2.13. It can look a bit messy.
Yeah, the columns don't line up perfectly after the decimal.
Right. But if you rewrite 4.5 as 4.5.
Then you have 4.56 plus 2.13. Everything lines up. Tenths with tenths, hundredths with hundredths.
Exactly. Adding those trailing zeros makes the columns clear and helps prevent mistakes.
And borrowing, if you need to subtract.
Does it work the same?
Just like with whole numbers, you can borrow across the decimal point if needed. It all flows quite logically.
That really reminds me of visualizing it, maybe with those hundredths grid activities.
Yes, shading those grids.
Shading in 1/10. And then seeing it's the same as shading in tenorths, it clicks visually why 0.1 equals 0.10.
It really does. It shows why adding that zero is, well, more than just cosmetic. It's a practical tool.
Okay, so that covers the mechanics. What about decimals in action? Conversions, problem solving. That's where the rubber meets the road, right?
Absolutely. And this is often where people have that aha moment. Decimals make converting between units incredibly easy.
Especially in the metric system.
Yes. Because the metric system is also based on powers of 10. It's like they were designed for each other.
So give us an example. Length. Okay, length. We know 1 centimeter is 10 millimeters. So 1 millimeter is just 1/10 of a centimeter, or 0.1 centimeter.
Simple enough.
And 1 meter is 100 centimeters. So 1 centimeter is 1/100 of a meter, or 0.01 meter.
Right.
And 1 meter is 1,000 millimeters, making 1 millimeter 1,000th of a meter, or 0.001 meters.
So if I have, say, 45 millimeters.
That's instantly 4.5 centimeters or 75 centimeters.
That would be 0.75 meters. Wow, that is smooth.
Isn't it? And it works for weight too. 1 kilogram is 1,000 grams.
So 1 gram must be 0.001 kilograms.
Precisely. Got 1,250 grams of flour. That's just 1.250 kilograms.
Or 1.25 kilograms since the trailing zero doesn't change the value.
Exactly. And money, like we touched on, 1 rupee is 100 pays.
Making 1 paisa equal to 0.01, so 65 pays is 0.65.
You got it. So what does all this mean? It means you're probably using these decimal conversions all the time, maybe without even thinking about the decimal power you're wielding.
That's true. And they also fit so neatly onto a number line, don't they?
Perfectly. It lets you really visualize their position, their size relative to each other, and to whole numbers.
You can just picture plotting 0.5 halfway between 0 and 1, or finding 1.2 or maybe 2.8 closer to 3.
It gives them a concrete location, which helps understand their value. But comparing them directly just by looking at the numbers requires a system.
Yeah, because intuition can sometimes fool you.
It really can. So the systematic approach, always start by comparing the whole number part first.
Okay, the part before the decimal point.
If those are different, the larger whole number wins. Easy. If they're the same.
Move to the tenths place.
Yeah, exactly. Compare the tenths digits. If they're different, the larger tenth wins. If they're also the same.
Move to the hundredths place and so on.
Keep going right, place by place, until you find a difference.
And this is where that trailing zero trick is really useful for comparing.
Absolutely essential sometimes. Take 0.9 and 0.89.
Right. My first glance might say 89 is bigger than 9.
A common thought. But using the system, the whole numbers are both zero.
Okay, so move to the tenths. We have 9 tenths versus 8 tenths.
And 9 is bigger than 8, so 0.9 is greater than 0.89.
Or adding the trailing zero makes it super clear. Comparing 0.90 and 0.89, obviously 90 hundredths is more than 89 hundredths.
Exactly. Making them the same length ensures you're comparing apples to apples, tenths to tenths, hundredths to hundredths.
It removes the guesswork.
And speaking of quick checks, there's the practical skill of estimating.
Ah, rounding decimals.
Yeah, quickly estimating sums or differences by rounding to, say, the nearest whole number or maybe the nearest tenth. It's a great way to check if your calculated answer is, you know, in the right ballpark.
Good sanity check. Like if you're adding 12.7 and 5.2.
You could quickly round that to 13 plus 5.
Which is 18.
The actual answer is 17.9. So 18 is a really good estimate. Tells you your calculation is likely correct.
Okay, so pulling it all together, What does this mean for your daily life? Like, how often are you, the listener, using decimals without maybe even noticing? That's the why should I care part, right?
Yeah, it really is. Decimals are just woven into modern life.
We talked about money costs, change, maybe currency exchange if you travel.
Yep. Measurements, your height, weight, pouring 2.5 liters of juice.
Oh, sports statistics. Race times like 9.81 seconds. Those hundredths are everything in a close race.
Absolutely. Weather reports, 32.5 degrees Celsius or 15.2 centimeters of rain.
Even discounts, like 15% off something that costs 250,000. To calculate that, you often use 0.15.
You do. They empower us constantly to handle all these nuances, physical world, financial world.
The decimals truly are the language of precision, just working away quietly in the background.
Helping us understand and interact with the world accurately.
So let's recap this deep dive, this journey back through decimals. We started with that basic need for precision where whole numbers just weren't enough.
Right, which led us naturally to dividing by 10, giving us tenths, that first step, into fractional parts.
Then we push further, exploring hundredths and thousands, seeing how they neatly extend that familiar place value system.
Mm-hmm. And we really solidified how crucial lining up those decimal points is for adding and subtracting.
And how those trailing zeros aren't just filler. They're a tool for comparing and calculating clearly.
We saw how decimals make unit conversions, especially in the metric system, almost effortless.
Yeah, really smooth. And how they help you tackle real-world problems with more confidence.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so now for that final provocative thought to leave you with.
All right.
Think about a digital scale at the grocery store, showing maybe 3.491 kilograms of apples.
Okay, very precise.
Or a medical thermometer showing 36.75 degrees C. How does really understanding decimals now help you grasp the importance of those tiny differences, that thousandth of a kilogram or that hundredth of a degree?
And maybe think, why is that specific level of precision so incredibly vital in fields like medicine or scientific research or maybe even high-tech manufacturing?
Something to ponder. We really hope you continue to notice and maybe appreciate the subtle, powerful secrets of precision that decimals unlock all around you every single day.